Am I in?
You're in.
That's what she said. Yes.
Oh, that worked out for that's an opening so, for you right there.
That, I had like, I've been literally sitting on that joke for probably about a good 5 minutes now, and I'm like, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it as soon as he gets on. I bet you money he's gonna bite, and it's gonna be great.
That was definitely that was money for real.
Oh man, how you been?
Good, good. How you been?
I'm here. You know, we've been here. We just took a little bit of a sabbatical.
We did. We took a break. Call
that, like that thing where people take breaks and then they come back, but they're, you know, like they're, I don't know.
We took a mental health break.
I literally, listen, Simone Biles. Actually, I shouldn't say it. She's a hero. I won't even say that. She's done way more with her life in less time than I have with my 36 years. So I have nothing to say.
she's definitely the GOAT.
She's definitely, yeah. So, welcome back, everybody, to the Not Safe for Wrestling podcast. Do you know how long it's been?
It's almost a year.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, it's almost 11 months.
Yep.
11 months. I went back and I looked real quick, so I was going to shock you with a date and be like, oh, so you don't remember?
Well, I do remember something. Boom.
Whatever. You look too. Don't even act like that.
I did look because when I logged in, it showed me.
Oh, did you really? Dick. Sorry. I should probably turn my music down in the background before we get copyright laws.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I had. Dude, I've been on a weird kick lately where I'm like listening to old like music that I don't listen to anymore, like Limp Bizkit. And I don't know what I'm doing with my life right now. It's kind of been a tailspin.
sounds like you work at WWE.
So yeah, right? Yeah, you never know. I mean, sounds like they're doing well, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
To where they need to, you know, start just destroying people's down.
It's a lot.
There's a lot to catch up on. But yeah, just kind of a quick little thing. I mean, like, yeah, like I said, I know. I don't know how far in. Like I stated, kind of off air. We didn't need to really get into anything crazy. We just, like you'd say, we took a sabbatical, took a break, longer break than we'd planned.
Yes, most definitely.
Longer break than we planned. You kind of dipped into your podcast, which, by the way, has done fantastically.
Well, thank you, thank you.
I've listened to a few episodes here and there, just trying to kind of keep up with everything, and it's nice. I like it. I know people that want to listen to it. What's that name again?
What's the Next Beer Podcast?
What's the Next Beer Podcast? I was trying to be cool and have you introduce it yourself, and then go on from there. It didn't really work. It worked. I mean, it essentially worked.
That was unplanned. I did not know that was happening.
Yeah, I know. It was. Well, I mean, it was an easy. It was a layup. It's fine.
I missed a lot of layups.
Dude, story of my life. I'm not even gonna lie about that. I missed a couple of major layups that people tried to warn me about a long time. Anyways.
That's a whole nother podcast.
That's a whole nother podcast. You've done your podcast. I've tried to kind of booby in with mine. It's gone all right.
You've been doing big things.
Gotten some luck here and there. I mean, that's kind of how it's been. We've gotten lucky shots here, lucky shots there. We're kind of at a little bit of a standstill right now just because people's schedules and stuff like that are not cooperating and stuff like that. So,
yeah, that's what's been with ours also.
We're kind of trying to figure out what the next best step is going to be. Sucks because we lost a couple of we were playing on a radio station up north, the campus station for where I used to live. They had us on a regular weekly schedule, like on early Sunday morning or some bullshit like that. And we lost that because we weren't doing it regularly anymore. So that kind of sucks. But it's just a matter of getting everything back on track, get everything figured out. I have a very, very good feeling that that's going to happen here probably within the next little while, but we won't get into that. Other than that, man, how's life? How's your kids?
Kids are good. I'm ready for them to go back to school.
bro.
I mean, it needs to happen soon.
I mean, you have them more during the week than I have mine during the week. Mine are older, so it's not as much of a
thing. Yeah. And my rotation, so my work rotation changes. I don't get every weekend off, so.
Oh, man.
I'm a little jealous, but.
Yeah, we. I laughed really hard because we had I had a conversation with my ex about how, like, oh, how are they there? I'm like, they're great here. She's like, what do you mean they're great? I'm like, they don't really go crazy. They play their game when they know I'm working, and they're real good. I mean, for the most part, Kaylee does kind of sometimes come on and be like, Dad, you don't understand. Jaden's being a stop. And then, you know, we just move it on. But we do what we do.
That's how it works.
How much wrestling have you watched lately?
I've tried to actually really get back into it. For me, honestly, the no crowds really hurt it. Not to say there wasn't good wrestling. It just, for me, it wasn't the same. So,
yeah,
with the crowds being back in it, has really gotten me back into it. So I've been trying to watch every week as much as I can.
I didn't realize how much the crowds really made the difference until they were about gone and they came back.
Yes.
I literally dropped $30 on a, or 30 to 35, something like that, on an Impact pay-per-view because there was going to be people there. And I'm telling you now, it was some sloppy ass wrestling, but it was completely worth it. That crowd was amazing.
Yeah, the crowds have been making the shows right now. Like, I think the companies are trying a little bit harder now that the crowds are back. So I mean, it's been decent.
Oh, you mean John Cena wasn't originally supposed to just come back at that time? Are you kidding?
Are we gonna bring up John Cena, the missionary man?
Dude, I can't even think right now with that. Like, that just. Saves the world one day at a time. I don't know. I suppose we can get to that, but we can kind of touch base on the major companies here. AEW is doing some huge things right now. If they pull off everything they say they're pulling off, and if they have everybody they say they have, I don't think it's going to take long for them to be the number one company anymore.
You know, I feel like they're maybe not money wise yet, but they're the number one company.
I'm not going to lie. Them having their secondary shows on YouTube has literally made me watch those shows over trying to make sure I watch it a specific time. To make sure I watch it a specific time for, like, SmackDown, Raw, NXT, all the stuff like that. Like, they have Dark Elevation Monday. And in no way do they have it even try to compete with Raw time-wise. They just put it on YouTube. I think it debuts at like 5 or 6 o'clock at night. And then that's it. It's just on YouTube at that point. So you can just catch up whenever you catch up. That's cool.
Yeah.
They do Dark the next day at 10. And it's good matches too. Like, they have all the... It's not like the jobbers that you would assume it would be. It's all straight up all the... They had Sting on there, which blew my mind. They got my guy Orange Cassidy on there.
Love Orange Cassidy.
Dude. Quick side job. Did you watch AEW a couple weeks... I don't know if it was last week or the week before that, but like Sting and Orange Cassidy were outside of the ring.
Yes.
And
yes.
They did his little slow kick thing. It was, I don't know.
AEW just gets it.
Yeah, they seem like they understand that wrestling has to be good wrestling for it to be anything. They don't even have, like they don't have a lot of real big built-in storylines that go real long. I think oh my God, this doesn't change. The Cowboy. What is his name?
I know it, and I'm just gonna wait.
You're being a dick on purpose.
Hangman Page.
Hangman Allen or Adam Page. Alan Page. Hangman Adam Page. He like that. That was probably the longest built-in storyline that they have.
No, they have some long ones.
They had him lose, and now he's trying to regain it back from.
Well, they have the Jericho MJF one, and
oh man,
they had Jericho and John Moxley. They do long ones, and I think I appreciate that they do the long ones.
I mean, but with the stuff that they do, they put an effort into those.
Yes, like that's what it is.
You can tell that they're trying to not overkill it, but they're trying to like tell a story that you know.
And I feel like that's what I appreciate right now about the whole Roman Reigns thing is that, yeah, he's fighting John Cena at SummerSlam. But if you think about it, they've really set up his next couple opponents with Finn and even Corbin. And Edge technically didn't lose. Are you trying to suggest
that John Cena's not going to win?
Well, I mean, unless he brings something exciting, more exciting than Missionary, no, he's not going to win. Man. I mean, just saying.
I honestly can say that I've never been more excited for there to be a double count out. Oh my God. But like, think about it. Like AEW right now, they've already got John Moxley. They've already brought in Christian Cage, which I mean, no,
I was not a big fan of that signing.
It's okay. You know, I can see if they bring him in and then he goes over to Impact and does their thing. Like I like how AEW is basically treating Impact like it's development territory.
Yeah.
Like I can see if he goes there and then he just kind of to like rekindle that Impact flame that he had going for a while.
Yeah, most definitely.
Which I mean, then that's cool. Whatever. But if they're right in what they have going, like I can't even say that. I like their signings that have nothing to do with wrestling, like Big Show. Paul White. We'll keep that straight. Mark Henry. Just people that are not, you know, they're not going to wrestle, but they're big names that you've heard of. And they're going to come do this and this project, and this is what they're doing. And it's just, they're trying to, like, WWE brought in Goldberg because Goldberg is a big name. Now WWE is trying to force Goldberg into fighting again. When Goldberg, I don't believe, should be fighting anymore.
He should not be doing any of that.
This is nothing to do with a storyline standpoint. Like, I don't know if anybody remembers, he almost killed Undertaker. Like, he almost hurt him badly. It's one of those things where unless you're bringing him in to, like, just have Bobby Lashley just whip his ass in 5 minutes or 2 minutes, I mean, why?
Which they should. They should have Bobby Lashley basically show that he's the dominant champion. But I'm so afraid that they're going to have Goldberg win.
The sad part is I don't trust it anymore.
I don't either. I don't
trust it. As a scoring relationship, I've been hurt too many times.
I've seen the story too many times. Seen
this happen too many times. And just... I was fiending on freaking Money in the Bank for at the end of it when everybody was beat up for Big E to just jump in there and take that WWE title and then take his last name back because I heard he wants his last name back on TV.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Big E Langston, which is awesome. It's just, I don't know what they're doing. And it sounds like this is going to be like a huge SummerSlam. That's cool. I'm for it. I want this to be a huge thing. I want WWE to successfully not suck at life. But they continuously keep putting themselves in positions to suck at life.
They do. Like, how do you let Aleister Black go? Like, that's dumb. And then, okay, you let him go, and then you don't even know that he's on a 30-day clause, so that he comes and just makes you guys look stupid. Andrade. Like, you're just, what are you doing? Like, I get you were saying you wanted budget cuts, but come on, you're the number one company. How much money are you making? And you have to cut, like, get out of here with that. It's stupid. It's this whole Nick Khan thing. He's garbage. He's the worst thing that could happen for WWE. He's got to have his hand in everything, and he's horrible. And I, that's, you know, just saying it.
I don't know if you saw the meme or not, but Baron Corbin, something about Baron Corbin doing the "I'm so broke" on purpose so that Nick Khan doesn't think he makes any money and cuts him.
That's funny.
I'm
feeling this whole Baron Corbin gimmick. I am. I mean, it's something different. It's actually getting fans behind him because I think Baron Corbin's a very good wrestler, and people for some reason just hate him, which I guess, you know, he does his job as a heel, but I don't think he gets appreciated as much as he should. And no. I think maybe this will be his chance to actually get people behind him and then maybe actually like him.
Flip the script. Yep. I agree. I don't know what they're doing though with Bray Wyatt. Like, I don't get
that. That was stupid. They're just don't. You have a perfect gimmick and you just mess it up.
Like, it's just, and I've said it a couple times now. Like, I don't understand they're saying budget cuts. That's why. It has nothing to do with anything that he did or anything that was like a, I'm trying to think of another way to put it. Essentially that. There wasn't a budget. It wasn't a his performance. He was actually just cleared to come back.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they said he just makes too much for what they were wanting to pay him, or I don't know. But I already saw some implanted things that, like, if they pull triggers on any of these, it's going to be huge. I saw one where they had him go and actively either attack the Dark Order or have him join and be the leader of the Dark Order.
I could see that.
And just completely try to take over that. I mean, there's so many things you could do if he goes to AEW alone. I saw a thing on his, I believe it was his Twitter, where it's talking about the Cult of Wyndham.
Yes, I've seen that. It's interesting. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
man, telling you, they fucked up. If they end up taking Bray Wyatt, and then, or Cult, or we'll call him Wyndham, if they take him there and AEW, and then, like, already, I guess, the two big ones that they're talking about with Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson and CM Punk, I can't wait. I've heard nothing as of that it being straight up official.
Yeah, CM Punk's definitely going. Like, they have the Darby Allin's teasing it. MJF teased it. They have the whole thing in Chicago. If Punk doesn't show up, you just basically did all that for nothing.
If Punk doesn't show up, that's going to be a damn call an arrow in their leg at that point.
Yeah, because Chicago will burn you to the ground.
Fucking up majorly.
Yeah.
If you tease it and then you don't bring him in. WWE pissed away a lot of their Chicago fan base just by that reasoning alone. Like, they lose Chicago every time they go now just because for the longest time, every time they went to Chicago, they'd play his music and they'd tease him here, and then all of a sudden, nope, he's not there. Sorry.
Yeah. It was just, like I said, AEW is definitely on the rise. It feels different than WCW for me. It feels like WCW was that hot. Everybody was on it. You had the NWO. It was just big. And you could tell it was going back and forth. And right now it feels like, besides Roman, WWE has no momentum in anything.
Yep, and I was going to say that.
And AEW is hitting on all cylinders. Like, I watch AEW, and I can legit see, be like, you know what? They have this many people that I could see be their world champion. But when you look at WWE, you're like, it's the same people. Like, no, but you're not bringing anybody else up.
Yeah, you're not trying to help the situation. You're just basically pushing it into like a specific spot. And okay, well, we can only have this person and now, and that's it. And here you go. And WWE needs to show me some major stuff here in the next couple of the next couple pay per views. I'll give them that. I'll give them through Survivor Series.
I will say that Money in the Bank pay per view, was that the last one?
Yeah, that was the last one. I didn't get to watch a good chunk of it because of Peacock, but that's another story.
Yeah, mine wasn't too bad. It broke up for the introductions of the men's ladder match, but then I just went out, signed back in, and it was fine. But I thought that was one of their better pay-per-views they put on this year, in my opinion.
I was so pissed. Mine was done for the entire, I think for most of that show, or most of that match, I think I got pissed off. And I'm like, no, fuck this shit. I don't even care anymore. I'll figure it out later on. And I saw a Big E one, and then I knew the main event was next. So I thought to myself, no way they're going to do this. No way they're going to really do him winning the title. So I clicked back over and saw at the end of the match, and I watched the second half of the main event. And prayed that they pull the trigger on Big E, but nope, we're still waiting.
Yeah, I feel like the best way to do him is not to waste him on Roman, because one, Roman, his whole gimmick right now is perfect. I feel like he shouldn't be cashed in on, which it would make it good. I just don't think they should. I think the way Lashley destroyed Kofi Kingston. Is that's where you put him. Big E, there's talks of him going to Raw in the draft, which he should. Get him away from Roman, because you let him go be the world champion on Raw, build him up. Why not see him and Roman in a future match when they're both built up? That would just be so much better, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It's one of those deals where you really just kind of watch how you build things and watch how you build him up. You've got an opportunity to make your next big star and your next big thing. And you have the opportunity to do it. You know you can. It's an opportunity that you have to not waste, though.
Yes.
You just kind of have to, it's a matter of how you book it.
The one thing I will say WWE still has over AEW is their women's division. I will say I think Britt Baker is the best women's wrestler at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
But really, outside of her, it's still weak.
There's some sleepers that are in there. I'm telling you.
Oh, no, I agree. There is. But I still feel like, and I even seen Kenny Omega say this, that he would like to see the women get featured more. So hopefully the new show, Rampage, they'll be able to do that. But I feel like they still struggle with it at times.
I watched AEW Dark and Revolution all that pretty habitually. They've got a couple of them on there that I literally cannot wait to watch them every week. I have a new crush, by the way. I have a new Mrs. Cumberland. Her name is Tay Conti.
Yes, I agree with you on that one.
I'm telling you. Anybody who has not seen her wrestle, she's amazing. I like her as a character. I think she's pretty good. She's also super hot, which helps a lot. But she's just Brazilian and she's super cute. And she can move. She's a good wrestler. They have another one that's like Shayna Baszler-esque, but she's not weird. God, I can't think of her name. Layla Hirsch.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, she's been
super.
She's been on Dynamite a couple times. I think she's going to be on Dynamite this upcoming week, actually, too.
Yeah, she's short as hell, but she's got that like MMA thing going. She's really, really, really good. She's a good wrestler. I don't know how much of a talker she is, but she's a really good wrestler. I'm super impressed with Britt Baker. I am. And I was the first one that was not impressed with her at all. I'll be the first to admit it. Sorry, my daughter was asking for a snack. I was impressed with how she did. I was impressed with the match between her and, oh my god, the no rules match they had.
I know what you're talking about. Why I can't I think of the person. Was it Thunder Rosa?
Thunder Rosa, yep. Yes. That was gonna say. That was my other Miss
No, she's not. She's mine. You have Tay Cotty. Sir. You can't have everybody.
Listen, I can have whatever. I suppose you're right. Absolutely. It's a good way to put that. But it's just, it's one of those things where you really just kind of have to, with the women's division, just kind of build them a specific way. And like you'd said, with Brand Page coming on, that's going to be another show where they can jump in and they can show themselves and they can show how well they do. I laughed really hard when they announced that they were going to move into TBS.
Yeah.
People were throwing a hissy fit because, oh my god, you're going to move TN? Are you going to move the show Dynamite to TN? You're going to have to change the title of the TBS title now. And I'm like, why? Would we even say something stupid? It's TNT based on the show. It's called Dynamite. It makes sense for it to stay the TNT title.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, ridiculous. There's a big push to change it, but I like it. I really do like that show. I really do think that they are going to prove themselves eventually as the number one show. Both money wise and like people wise and stuff. They've already got a pretty decent numbers for viewership.
Yeah, they do.
Up over a million now. Or I think it's a million. One point. Anyways, I like that show that they're going to be doing soon from New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Grand Slam or whatever that's called. That's going to be sweet. I guess that's where Daniel Bryan is supposedly going to debut.
Yeah, I'm ready. They're doing big things. They're making wrestling fun again, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. I know for a fact that there's a lot of a future there going. I'll be honest, I was kind of burned out on wrestling for a long time. We went to a show last night, and I'm not going to lie, I had my fire rekindled, and it was from a place where I didn't expect it to get rekindled from. You and I had been very, very big criticizers of the local shows and stuff like that, just because they've been very catty and stuff like that.
Yes.
They put on a hell of a show last night. Good. Not even going to try to lie about it. They put on a damn good show. No DQs, which I'm glad they got that bug out. Disqualification, no count outs or anything stupid. There was always a finish. They had an amazing they had a really, really good match, and I can say it was good because Kaylee was super worried the whole time. They had a Falls Count Anywhere match.
Yeah.
Where they legit had thumbtacks, and they had table spots, and they had a baseball bat, and they had a baseball bat and barbed wire, which I yelled out. I tried to get a chant out going, "That's Lucille," and nobody bit at all. Nobody wanted any part of it. It was kind of funny. What all happened? Oh, Kaylee is listening here too.
And now another guy gets to since he decided to mess with the wrong person, he gets to fight a really good champ.
Yep. That happened too. All right, go play your thing. Go on. I will. Go on. Dang. Got my boss over here. God, tell him about this. And, but like the man, like it was legit. Like they had that. They had the thumbtack spot, which looked like it sucked, and I can only assume. Dude got hit square in the face with a guitar, which looked like it sucked.
I seen that one.
They had a spot where they were pouring gasoline on him in the corner, and I thought, you know me. I'm like, they're not really gonna let him on fire. They're not gonna really let him on fire. They're just fucking around, you know. No, it was gas. It was gasoline, and I was. They went as far as to have a lighter kind of standing on one side of the ring, and or Aaron Xavier in one corner doused in gasoline. And I thought to myself, they're not going to light him on fire, though. They're not going to do this. And they doused the lighter with they had a fire extinguisher right there. So that was the end of that. But it was just a really good show. Like, it was a good experience for me overall.
Good.
I don't know. I know you probably saw my Facebook post, but I'll tell the story real quick. Usually we go to these shows, and usually we get, like, the kids into it and stuff, and the kids watch, and then about halfway through, they just kind of get into their, like, they get bored, so they want to go snack and get, like, whatever kind of concessions they want, you know, and they'll usually bleed me dry that way. Like, they were into it the whole time. Into it the whole time. Jaden had money in his pocket the whole time. My money in his pocket the whole time. Where he could have went and got concessions. He could have did whatever he wanted to do. And he sat and watched the whole time. Kaylee had like this Jesus experience where she actually got to meet a women's wrestler.
That's good.
And like you just see her. Like I got the picture on my Facebook page. If anybody wants to go look, it's Tyler Cumberland on Facebook. It's my page is not the one where I work at Walmart. It's the other one. Gotta have a ghost one. Can't be too sure. But, like, she had this moment where she went around and the lady came out and she fought. You'll know who I'm talking about, but nobody else will. Aaron Xavier's wife.
Yeah.
She fought her.
Okay.
And it was a good match, too. Like, they did well. Like, I was completely expecting it to be, like, a real short little meh thing. Like, she's, like, Aaron Xavier's wife, or Angel is her name. She's hitting, like, fall-away slams and...
Really?
Like, doing these real, like, big-time moves and stuff like that. I told him, like, I was impressed as hell. I was like, she did really, really well. But...
Well, that's cool.
She... Before the match, the wrestler that Kaylee had met, like, walked up and she hugged her and she whispered something to her and she walked away. And Kaylee turned around and had that look on her face of just, like, you know she was hooked. And you know it was one of those things where, like, she just – it meant something to her, you know. And it hit me. It got me – like, I almost cried. And I was just like, man, that's an awesome moment to even get to see, like, her light click on. And just her love wrestling after that. And, like, the entire night, like I said on my post, all I could hear was Kaylee and Jaden just gushing about what they'd seen that night. And how one guy got a bowling ball to the crotch. And and how, you'll know who I'm talking about, but nobody else might not. Kazile.
Yep.
He started beating the shit out of everybody. And they set him up for a match next month with Rhino.
Which, you know, I want to get back into going to the shows. And I have a wedding that day, so I can't go.
I don't know that I'm going to be able to make it either, to be completely honest. It's end of the month. That's when the majority of my bills come through. This one worked out pretty well just because I had some money set aside. So I kind of knew it was coming. But I wouldn't be able to do that 2 months in a row. Plus, that I don't know. It's going to be a good show either way. I suggest anybody listening, get your tickets, go out there, check it out. I was treated well last night. I was not expecting to be treated well last night. I was expecting to be treated like everybody else. They took care of me. And, it was just a good experience. So... By all means, local wrestling is apparently going to be back in business. There's that one. Apparently, he said there was another one that was trying to get back into Beloit, too. Or not Beloit. Back into Rockford, too.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who it was. I can't remember the name. But check out, by all means, guys, check out your shows. if you can go see wrestling live, go see wrestling live. These wrestlers have literally been dying to get in the ring with people that are like in front of people.
Oh yeah. Support local.
It's one of those things where they've been getting hit hard too, because this is their side. This is their, you know, this is their second job. And they can't make money off their second job if they can't have people show up. So
exactly.
Sorry, my voice is starting to go out a little bit just because we did the stupid wrestling thing last night. And you know me, when I'm there, I have to yell at people like a fucking idiot. So,
well, you know, you ought to say something. You ought to say something.
Dude, I legit had Aaron Xavier's wife mad at me, I think. And it wasn't, I didn't even say anything like, I didn't even say a bad word. I didn't cuss. I didn't say anything stupid. Only thing I did was get a chant going, "Where's your coupons?"
Oh, my God.
And I started a Karen chant at her. It was great.
Jesus.
Is her finisher's name the Coupon Crusher?
The Coupon Crusher.
She looked at me and then she told Kaylee to shut up. And I'm like, hey, if you can get her to work, by God, you did something, man. Because I tell her to shut up and she just keeps going. So. Doesn't stop.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it don't stop. And it don't stop. And I was like looked at as like a king because I had this WWE belt with me. My spinner belt.
So you're just pimped out.
Dude, everybody kept looking over me like, dude, that's a nice belt. And I'm like, that's right. Fucking recognize. It's my belt. Mm. I don't know. I laughed because I thought more people would be like, it was intimidating to people. I don't know why. Like, and I'm not trying to be conceited or anything like that. But like, people like, they didn't say anything. And like this one lady that was, I think it was actually Kazile's mom, was sat next to us. And she was really cool. She's like, can I see that? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I've never actually held one before. I'm like, here, yeah, take it. You're good. You know, like, I was never a dick about it.
Yeah.
Like, anybody that wanted to come see the belt, they can totally come up, hold it, take pictures with it, do what you got to do, you know?
Well, I feel like if you bring a wrestling belt to a show, you should have to defend it.
I would have hit you in the face with it. Don't even think I would. Nobody said I was winning the match by, like, regular means. I'll DQ every single time. It's fun.
Yeah.
Then there was some kid that got mad because he had his ECW belt there, and I was like, yeah, but look, mine's prettier. But I don't know. It's just it's good to talk wrestling again.
It is. It is very good to talk wrestling
in general. I've wanted to do a wrestling podcast again for the longest time, and I wanted to do a sports one for the longest time, and I've been trying to, like, make it work, and I can't do it alone, man.
Well, we can do a sports one, too. Football's coming back. We can do a football podcast.
I feel like that would just be you and me arguing about who's better. And no, I mean, we can't even argue really about that. But, like, I think it would just be us bagging on our own teams for, like, an hour and a half.
We should do a football podcast. Like, and we should do it, like, every Tuesday after the week and talk about the games.
I like that. You're like, the whole time, you're like, man, fuck the Packers. And you're like, no, fuck the Packers. Fuck the Cowboys.
Well, I'm definitely going to say F the Packers. But
nah, I know you will. That's okay, though.
That's more just at you, though.
It's expected, though. It's expected. And I know I don't even care at this point. They can go 0-17 or 16.
17 games
they go,
now.
They can go 0-17, and I'm completely fine with it right now. I'm so irritated. So irritated. And I can't even say that because they're going to come back and I'm just going to be like, all right, cool. Like, I picked up Aaron Rodgers in one of my stupid fantasy leagues because I'm betting on the idea that he goes and blows up and has, like, a very fuck everybody mentality and wants to show everybody how great he is.
That's right. Probably what's going to happen.
Go ahead. Throw 50 touchdowns. I have you on fantasy. Your gain is not my gain.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Sounds good. We'll figure something else out there. I don't know how to set another one up. I'll have to look and see if I can figure it out.
We will figure it out.
You're smarter than me. At least with this stuff you are. I stared at it for an hour and a half one night. Like, I don't know what the fuck he did. So he
backhanded.
No, you're smarter than me. Like, no, I sat there and literally tried to figure out this stuff for a while, and I can't figure it out, but yeah. I mean, I don't know if you have anything else you want to touch base on. Did you have anything else you wanted to touch base on? DJ.
Oh, we're having some connection issues.
Oh, I thought I lost you. All right.